Edward Villella is one of the most celebrated American male dancers in history. He'll be a special guest at the Ruby Ball Ballet Gala on Saturday, July 13th at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. The gala, a fundraiser to support New York City Ballet's Saratoga season, will feature a performance of Balanchine's Rubies, a role that Villella originated in 1967 while at the New York City Ballet. It is a great pleasure to welcome Edward Villella to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now the founder of the Miami City Ballet, so to come back and to be recognized and to be a part of this ball and to be celebrated for your accomplishments, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means a great deal to me from a number of points of view. First of all, the New York City Ballet, where I spent 20 years of my professional life, and certainly Saratoga Performing Arts Center. That, to me, was one of my favorite places to dance. It was such an unusual circumstance to be out of New York City and in a facility that was open. You could look out and there were people on the lawns. There were people certainly in the audience, but we were not confined, so to speak. So we had this kind of sense of being open and free.
Physically, is it different dancing outside?
Yes, very, very different. First of all, you can't control the air. That's number one. And certainly at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, you couldn't control the insects, if you will. many, many times I had a mouthful of those guys as I was gasping and breathing very, very hard on stage.
So does that ever alter the repertoire? Even when you were at New York City Ballet or in bringing your company to Saratoga, do you keep that in mind while programming?
No, not at all. Dancers are very, very highly trained, very, very professional people. So you can rely tremendously on them. And all they need is a day or so to rehearse, and they're acclimated.
As I mentioned in the introduction, this will accompany a performance of Balanchine's Rubies. What does that role mean to you?
Oh, it means a great deal. First of all, it was a work that Balanchine did on me. And whenever George Balanchine made a work for you, he knew you so well, and he would work towards all of your best attributes. So the roles felt wonderfully comfortable. And Rubies was a piece that was so close to me, and oddly enough, even close to the way I grew up. I grew up in Queens. I was a guy who was chased, and I used to chase other people. That's how we used to do things on the streets of Queens. And of course, in the third movement of this ballet, guess what? The protagonist is chased by four guys all around the stage. That's how well Balanchine knew us, and as I say, choreographed to our great strength.
And for you, how do you feel he choreographed to your strength? Because obviously that doesn't make it easier. That challenges you all the more.
Well, it does. And Balanchine certainly knew us very, very well, but he always challenged us slightly beyond our grasps. So he would be constantly advancing us. In terms of my abilities, I had speed, and I could also jump, and that was a unique ability to jump well, but also with the speed underneath it. Usually jumpers take a little more time in their preparations, but fortunately, I could move very quickly, and my preparations were quick. So it facilitated, again, my abilities.
You originated that role in 1967. What has it been like over the years to see other people do it?
Well, as time goes by, you begin to realize not only that you had great, great pleasure dancing those things and making your mark in it, but the idea of passing on, and that's what this art form is. It's a passing art form. And as George Balanchine said, you know, what is ballet? Ballet is taught body to body, but also mind to mind. Again, Balanchine was the great provider. He provided us with all of these wonderful, wonderful roles. And again, as I say, they were designed for us.
So given that it was designed for you, it would seem to me that artists who are doing this now would welcome input from you about that experience to help inform their performance.
Well, it was very, very important to know who you were on stage. Balanchine rarely ever talked to you about his creations for you. And Balanchine didn't choreograph on one level. He maybe had four, five, six different points of departure. And this work was theoretically about American neoclassicism. And within that, there's a great deal of jazz within the Stravinsky score. So I was theoretically the jazz man, and I had this wonderful jazz lady as my partner. And that was the obvious. But what isn't so obvious is that one of his points of departure was colts, horses. And as time went by, I began to figure out that I was not only the partner of this jazz lady, not only was I the showman, but I was also the jockey, and she was my filly. So those were the things that you had to begin to understand and provide. For instance, within the pas de deux, within the second movement, there's a rumba, and it's called the Russian rumba. And of course, being Stravinsky, it was indeed Russian, but it was a rumba. So you had to understand that. You had to figure that out, and you had to classify a rumba.
Edward Villella will be a special guest at the Ruby Ball Ballet Gala on Saturday, the 13th of July, at SPAC, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. You can find out more information by going to their website at spac.org, spac.org. Edward Villella, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world and a wonderful time here in Saratoga.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information about the Ruby Ball Ballet Gala on Saturday, July 13th at SPAC by going to spac.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.